This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's face it, today is Tuesday. What else do we need to face? Today, I think we ought to face the fact that there are leaders and there are followers. If you're a leader, people choose to follow you. So I guess I could be described, Doug Steffen is a leader. Jennifer Horn follows me to a point. Victoria Keelan follows me to a point. Kara Schillen follows me to a point. But yet they are leaders in their own right. You can be... What is it, both a doer and, what's that old biblical expression, both a seer.
Now he wants to talk about the Bible, Jen.
Well, there are great things in the Bible. There are great things in the Bible.
No, I'm joking, obviously.
I know you are. Doers of the word and not seers. Doer, be doers of the word, not seers only. Something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about? Leaders.
I'm
trying to paraphrase. I've obviously rehearsed this very well. Leaders, be a leader and a follower. You can be both leader and follower. I believe I'm a leader here, and you're my followers. Jennifer, you're a leader in your business, and you have followers or people that work with you. Victoria, you're the same. You've had these opportunities. Kara, I don't know. I suppose there are people who look up to you there because you're probably the best person that they have in that joint doing what you're doing.
I'll make sure to go tell them that today.
Yeah, right. Exactly. See what that gets you.
I'm better than all of you.
Yeah. So, and it isn't just about being the boss. It's about being a leader. There's a difference. Bosses oftentimes suck at being leaders. You ever notice that? It's the Peter principle. I've worked for more people who were boobs in my life, and that's really why I don't want to work for anybody. That's why I don't work for anybody. I work for me.
Or so you think. We actually have you working for us.
Yes, the hidden, deep, dark secrets of what really goes on here. I just think that it's kind of neat to put yourself into perspective. Sometimes people's egos get so big and out of control that they don't see the forest for the trees. There is a leadership quality that we all have, and we all need to know how to be followers. I think that it's a timing thing as much as anything else. It's knowing your place. And that isn't, I can remember somebody saying that, somebody said to me that I worked for that I didn't know my place. And I wore that when he fired me. I wore that as a badge of honor because I don't want to think like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to be like anybody else. And I think I've succeeded in that. Whether it's to my detriment or not, it is what I think is important. You need to be yourself and lead where you can lead with authority and follow where you must or need to because somebody's better at leading in that particular thing. Like I couldn't lead a tour of England to sacred spiritual sites. So I went on a tour and had somebody take me to these places because I didn't know anything about them. She was the leader. I was the follower. When it comes to how I'm doing on saving my farm, I'm the leader, and I've brought everybody else along with me to save the farm. So it just is a matter. It's a figure of speech, perhaps. You are all leaders in your own right. Give yourself credit. I would say that's kind of where I'm going with all of that, without necessarily having a skeptical eye. Speaking of that, I'd like to think that there was better leadership among our airlines. Here's another one. Every day there's something else. And I guess maybe in this circumstance, think of yourself on your job with somebody running a camera on you, being scrutinized by every cell phone in America, these people on these planes, whether it's the pilot, whether it's the crew, whether it's other people. Now everybody's got a cell phone, and everybody is taking shots at the airline employees to make sure they're following the rules or else. And then you think about, okay, the incidents where the Delta employee threatened to put paying passengers in jail. Now, that kind of stupid stuff. And then there was the Delta employee who was accused of slapping a cell phone out of a passenger's hand, a 12-year-old. You didn't even hear that one yet, right?
No.
Yeah, that's the latest from Delta. The latest from United was yesterday, the woman that went to San Francisco instead of going to Paris. So now we have a new video today. This one, the passenger appears to have demanded a supervisor be called to the gate because he was unhappy with the service. And that's what's going to happen as a result of all this publicity. When you're not satisfied at the gate, give me a supervisor.
Supervisor, yep.
Supervisor! So in this circumstance, the gate agent sort of gets back in the face of the person with a camera. You can find this. I'm just trying to find where the actual video is so we can post it. She's hamming it up. She has all kinds. She's really sarcastic. And she's looking right into the camera, explaining that she cannot accommodate the passenger's wishes because there is nobody, there's no seat left in the plane. She is clearly not happy with the passenger's attitude. Quote, "We asked for a supervisor, ladies and gentlemen, and they're on their way," she says to the passenger's cell phone camera. It tries to interrupt her, the passenger does, complaining about her sarcasm. She prefers to state her case, namely that his family is being accommodated across row 29, but none of them has to be in 30A as the flight is full. We don't know the full ramifications of the story. What we see is the airline employee now seemingly getting tired of passengers, whipping out their cell phones and filming every word. So will this backfire? Does this kind of stuff, never mind just the airline business, but in general, will this stuff, will all the scrutiny, using cell phones to video everything, backfire? I can envision it backfiring, especially if you're doing something wrong whilst you are filming and somebody else films you doing something that's not right. And then, you know, you kind of go around and around. So where does this stop? This is a new phenomenon. I don't know where it stops. You know where it stops? Would you say to somebody, Jennifer, don't video me? Put that, I've seen people put their hand up, put up a piece of paper. I don't, you can't video me. Sure, you can.
It depends on the situation. I know, but it depends. You asked me if I would say something. It depends on what they were videoing. Yeah. I mean, you know, am I going through a horrible moment? Then I would probably say, hey, knock it off with that camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that only makes it worse sometimes. So I don't know.
I think it's natural. I mean, if you're dealing with someone, let's just say, who's had a car accident or who's really close to you and who's sick and you're in the hospital and you've got a camera in your face, wouldn't you say, hey, give me some space?
Sure. Yeah. But I think if you're trying to film, if you're trying to catch an airline doing something wrong, I think there will be some sort of a backlash, but I think, unfortunately, it's going to be on the airline employees. They're going to have to go through a whole new sensitivity training.
Right.
And if someone has a camera phone in your face, then...
What's happened here is
the
consolidation
has brought
all this on.
Maybe, but you know what? I mean, there's like the guy that I think about that was, you know, the little flight attendant who was trying to get the woman's stroller off the plane, and she was freaking out, and he was trying to pull it out of the thing, and he hits her with it. That guy that stood up and said, I wouldn't lie, I'd punch you right in the face if that were me. Those are escalators. Those are people who are looking for drama, who are just wanting to stir up already emotional situations. And in that case, it's not the airline's fault. That's the jerky guy who's trying to escalate something that now gets caught on a cell phone video.
Mm-hmm. All right. Victoria?
I mean, I think I already said what I think is going to happen. I think
what
happens
if somebody sticks a camera in your face?
Like Jen said, it depends on the circumstances. I mean, a friend of mine was just at a dog park not that long ago, and his dog was attacked by this idiot woman who had a dog that was totally, you know, misbehaving. The dog went and grabbed the ball out of my friend's dog's mouth, which is, you know, in a dog park, that's totally the worst thing you can do. Mm-hmm. And so she started, you know, yelling at him, saying it was his fault. He whipped his phone out and started filming her. And then, you know, it just escalated the whole thing. And then she tried to get him arrested for filming her. I mean, it keeps snowballing. So I don't know where this goes. Dueling phones, that's kind of where we're headed.
Hit the banjo off.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, 17 past the hour. Television report up next.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
all right, let's get at this. 17 past the hour. A Princess Diana documentary coming to HBO. And this is not connected to the Martin Bashir piece that's on. Was it last Sunday or next Sunday? I forgot.
It was on last Sunday.
Last Sunday. He was here on Thursday or Friday talking about it. But he's and I asked him why, because I know the anniversary isn't until August. Why are they doing all of this now? And the reason they're doing it is because there's no historical respect. It's ka-ching because it's ratings, period, and Diana always gets big ratings. So the ratings go till the 25th. That's why you see season finales for all of these shows. Final show of the season this Sunday, and that'll be going on for the next week or 10 days until the ratings period is up. So anyway, HBO has secured the rights to a new documentary about Diana's life, and it's called A Landmark Show. Diana will be seen in a way she's never been seen before. How many times have we heard that? I've heard that so many times.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it kind of sounds like hype. Although I guess the difference, though, is that this does have William and Harry in never-before-seen interviews and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, well, so hopefully it'll be. I think she was a fascinating character, and there certainly is a lot of appropriate attention given to her because she did a lot of good in her life, frankly.
She captivated the world, for sure.
All right, Jen, what do we have on? First of all, anybody watch any good last night?
No.
Just empty out DVR stuff.
Yeah.
But some good stuff tonight. The Middle is brand new on ABC. I love that show. I think it's very sweet. And this episode, Sue feels like she's got a meh year for the very first time. So her high school friend does a rendition of La La Land for you. So that's ABC at 8 o'clock. Great News is new on NBC, and they've got some cool guest stars from the NBC SNL family. Anna Gasteyer and Rachel Dratch join the cast, NBC at 9 for Great News. And The Americans on FX is new tonight at 10. This is what they're calling a pivotal episode. So if you're a fan of The Americans, tonight is your night to make sure you catch it.
The Americans.
Mm-hmm. That's what my brother and his girlfriend love that show.
The commies. Those bastards.
It's a whole different show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Aren't they an item, by the way? The two stars of
yes,
that?
They just had a baby together.
Yeah. Did they?
Yep.
They must have gotten together then at least once.
You know yes.
All right, what else, Jennifer?
All right, Frontline. If you want something a little more serious, PBS at 10, Frontline is a collaboration with NPR, Poverty, Politics, and Profit, if you want to really cheer yourself up before you go to bed tonight. Pretty Little Liars is new on Freeform at 8, and of course, there is a new NCIS on CBS at 8 o'clock.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
NCIS. Let's see. Naval Counterintelligence Service.
Wow. Got it,
right?
Look at
you. Smart of what?
I never knew what that meant.
20, there you go. Now you do. 21 after.
You
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Demi Lovato, I presume. Grammy-nominated singer teaming up with Kate Hudson's... Why? Fabletics, is that what it's called?
Fabletics, yeah.
Fabletics.
Right.
All right, so this is to help United Nations Initiative Girl Up, which is about... Right, we'll let the girls girl up with us here. All right, Victoria, would you like to explain
sure.
what the girl ups are doing?
Well, Kate Hudson's sportswear line, which you see the commercials on TV all the time, it's a very, very popular sportswear line, especially
probably
for a celebrity.
Have a bra. Probably doesn't have any bras in it.
No, they have sports bras. They have leggings. Really? Kara actually has a bunch of their clothes, and we were just talking about it before the break. She was saying that everything is actually great quality, and it's really affordable.
I was trying to be a wise guy, and you intelligently just went right over it.
Mm-hmm. So proceeds from the collection, she has teamed up, Kate Hudson teamed up with Demi Lovato.
Good for you.
And so proceeds from the collection directly benefit School Cycle, which gives girls bicycles, spare parts, and maintenance training to provide a quick and safe mode of transportation to schools around the world. Getting to school is one of the most challenging things that girls face on, you know, in third world nations, so that's something that Kate Hudson really wanted to partner with the UN on. And Demi Lovato has sort of become an ambassador of positivity and body positivity, and she's very vocal about mental health issues and things like that, so it seems like a natural partnership.
All right. Yes, it does. I'm with
and
you.
I think Kara saw it on the online the other day, right, Kara?
Yeah, they've got a it's really cute. And I went to the Fabletics website to buy some clothes yesterday, and they've got a big old picture of Demi Lovato. So she looks really good in the outfits. So
good.
I'm probably going to go buy some later today.
There you go. All right. So let's see here. Next up, Celine Dion and Cher are going to bring back the 90s at the Billboard Awards. This would be good. My Heart Will Go On will be sung, you can be sure of that. And what do they got Cher doing? How about Believe be a good thing for her to be singing?
You know,
right?
She might actually be doing, she is doing that.
Is she?
Yeah, it's the I think it's the 20th year of Believe as well.
Is it? 20th anniversary, Titanic 20th year of Believe, of this song. This was her first, this is her first foray into... the studio production that sort of nobody could quite describe what it was. The electronically enhanced voice, which she doesn't really need because she's got a big voice.
So, but this put her into the club scene for sure.
Yeah.
And so she, after, like, Turn Back Time, those were sort of just more pop rock ballads. And then she launched into this type of dance club style, and it, she's never really gone back, but it, she's had a lot of hits in the on the dance charts.
Yeah. She's bad. I hear she, I've never seen her show, but I want to see it. Cause
I've seen DVDs of her shows, and they look incredible.
Yeah. Got a lot of energy. Not bad for somebody who's in her 70s, right?
Yeah,
how old
she
is Celine
sing.
Dion? She's 50-something?
Celine Dion might be early 50s, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the story of Jay-Z, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Gorillaz, Chance the Rapper, The Killers, Martin Garrix. Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think it's Garrix.
Garrix?
Yeah.
What's the event here? The Austin City Limits show?
Yeah, this is the 2017 lineup they just announced.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's there for me?
Well, not a lot, but a long trip to Austin.
Yeah,
maybe there's some good food there for you.
Right. Stay home,
but yeah, so they're also adding, on top of the headliners, they're adding Skip Marley, you know, who's on the new Katy Perry song that's at the top of the charts right now, and that's Bob Marley's grandson.
Yeah.
And then Solange, Beyonce's younger sister, she's also going to be performing at Austin City Limits with her, you know, Grammy-winning album, A Seat at the Table. So, yeah, it'll be cool. They're going a little less country this year.
Something for everybody but me. Okay, that's good. Have a good time. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Napa know-how.
They say April showers bring May flowers. You know what May showers bring? More rain. Thankfully, Bosch Evolution wiper blades are $8 off a pair at Napa. So when things get real wet out there, you've got fresh new Bosch Evolution wiper blades and $8 in your pocket. Take that, precipitation. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm looking at this video from the fight last night at Fort Lauderdale Airport. My God, where are we going? It is. This is the nuttiest. Well, first of all, Spirit is the worst airline you could possibly imagine. I've said it 100 times, but I've said it once. An airline that has no reason for being. It's cheap. The people that work for them are just not tuned into any of them. It's bad enough the big airlines have a hard time finding people because they don't want to pay them. This is all a result. Here it is. The bottom line. By the way, welcome back to the DJV Experience. Our show features Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. In this half hour, I have some food news. But first, the observations coming out of this video, the people that got arrested at the Florida, Fort Lauderdale airport because Spirit had canceled a number of flights last night for reasons I know not. But the long lines there, not having answers. That's the thing that frustrates me the most. When I want to know, I'll go up to the gate. Let's say my flight has been delayed. I'll go to the gate and I say to the agent, where's this flight coming from? And she'll tell me if it's a, and then I asked, if I don't know, let's say that most of the flights I do are Los Angeles, Boston, and back and forth. You know, I go a lot of other places, but that's pretty much my basic, you know, in the wintertime, I do that flight probably three times a month. This time of year, maybe once a month. But it's a, I pretty much know where all the flights come from, and they're either coming direct from Los Angeles and doing a turn back to L.A., the plane itself, or they come up from Dallas or Miami. That's all of them, that's the routine. So I'll say, depending on the flight, and I'll know where it's coming from, so is there weather there? And if they say no, then I say, okay, then it was a mechanical. And they'll say yes or no. There's either, it's three things. Either it's a mechanical, there's no flight crew, or there's weather. That's it. That's the only problem. That's the only thing that causes a delay. And flight crew management is difficult because they tighten, they're so tight because they're moving them around. And if there's a weather delay, then that screws up the availability of the flight crew that may be coming in from Dallas. You're getting on a plane from Miami, and the crew's coming in from Dallas, and there's a thunderstorm in Dallas, and it keeps the plane on the ground for an hour. So that means you don't have a crew to fly from Boston to L.A. That's how it works. That's the bottom line. So in the case of American, most of the time they're smart enough, and I know how to probe, but I just keep asking till somebody gives me an answer. At Spirit, they're not smart enough because most of those people are being paid minimum wage, and that's what you get for minimum wage. You got a hamburger flipper who's trying to deal with 100 people. Does that sound disrespectful? It isn't meant to be, but it's just what it is. These people, many of them that are working, especially in Florida, in Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Palm Beach, are Hispanic. It didn't used to be the case. I remember when I was working in Palm Beach doing mornings in the 80s, I flew out of Palm Beach every week to come back up here for the weekend with the kids. And there were people that had worked for American there for years and years and years. Not so anymore.
Are you saying, though, that there's a language barrier now?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. In places like that, there's a language barrier. So these people are frustrated because the flights are canceled. Nobody's telling them why. Nobody's telling them when they're going to get on a flight. And half the people that they're talking to don't understand what they're saying anyway. Or they can't understand what they're saying. So...
And it was
a fight.
It was like nine flights that were canceled, right?
Yeah,
at once.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't just one flight.
Right. And I don't know. I'm trying to find out what the reason was, if there is a stated reason. But there, it would not likely be, because Spirit is flying a lot over the place. There was a flight canceled in Fort Myers this morning, and there was a big hubbub there. They cancel flights from lots of different airports and why, and the airline is a badly run airline. It's owned by a single individual. It's not a corporate entity. It's one guy owns it, and he's a horrible. I've seen him and listened to him once when somebody tried to interview him about something. He doesn't have good PR skills, and so what you've got, and he buys cheap planes. The cheapest things he can find from Airbus, and so that you get,
well, he buys up like old planes that other airlines have gotten rid of, right?
Well, some of them are. Some of them are newer Airbuses, A319s for the most part, 318s, and they put as many people in those planes as they do bigger planes. They put the seats closer together. I think it's 27 or 28 inch legroom in them, where the standard is 30 to 31.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a Greyhound bus in the sky.
It isn't even that good. It's awful.
Well, Spirit, I'm looking this up now. Spirit is, they blamed all of the canceled flights as a result of labor negotiations with their pilots.
That doesn't surprise me either, because
wanted a new contract and they went on strike.
They've got big problems because they've gotten too big too fast. They don't have the management to handle all of this stuff. I didn't give you that as an option because that's not the normal option. But
right,
there are, on occasion, slowdowns because of that sort of thing. I remember it happened with American about 10 or 12 years ago. I would just say to you, any of you who are traveling, I'm an experienced traveler. Take it for what it's worth. You are wasting your time and your money on Spirit. It may be you save a couple of bucks. You think you're saving a couple of bucks, but by the time you're finished, you won't. And if you have self-respect, if you value your own state of mind, you would stay the hell away from Spirit. Now, not to say that some of the bigger airlines aren't just chaotic, but there and to sort of stick up for them even after all of this crazy stuff that's been going on the last month or so, it's management function for sure. But you got a better chance of seeing your way through to the other side when you're not dealing with somebody like Spirit that really doesn't have a backup. There's no backup plan. The plane's there or it's not there. With the others, they can at least jockey around. You have to wait a while to get a crew or a plane, but at least they've got them. With Spirit, there's no backup. It's just you're at, for the price, you're at their mercy. And you can say to me, well, isn't that the case with all of them? Yeah, but there's a different sense. Spirit is abominable, abysmal, horrible, and Frontier has become that way too. Frontier was actually a pretty good little airline when it got started out of Denver, and now it's the same thing. And they all started about the same, as far as Frontier and Spirit, they pretty much started, later in the game. The airlines that, the youngest of the four major airlines in America is Southwest, and it's 40 years old. The other ones, the legacy airlines, go back to American goes back to 1920 something when they flew the first mail plane. They had a biplane. They flew mail from, I think it was St. Louis to Dallas or something like that. That's how they got started. Delta was a crop dusting airline in the Mississippi Delta. That's how they got their name. It was a crop duster, one guy who had a plane and he called his company Delta, and from that grew what they've got today. United has been around for a long time in several different forms, that's almost as old as America. They go back to I think 31 or 32. But this Spirit's only been around for, 10 or 12 years, maybe? Yeah, I think about that. And Frontier, maybe 12, 14 years. And it's just, I think I've said what I needed to say. Just stay away from Spirit. You're wasting your time, your money. Spend a couple of bucks more and get on a real plane on a real airline.
Yep.
That's about as much. I mean, that's really how I feel. This is, especially because this guy that runs Spirit is so arrogant, he'll tell the pilots to go screw. And the one thing that's stupid about that is that all these airlines now, because they've expanded or they have, this summer is going to be a big time for domestic travel. And these guys are looking, Bob, who's my general manager's son, Eric, flies for one of the regional jets. And these guys, if you come out of the service and you're trained, or if you come from these regional airlines, they're looking for people, and the money is good, and they'll find the people at Delta and United are going to find the good flyers, good pilots, and people that work for Spirit, they don't like working there, they go find a job somewhere else. That's one of the careers that there's no shortage of demand. It's a good career. I mean, it's tough and grueling because of the hours you got to work. But the other side of it is you work three and you're four off. Or maybe you work, depending on what you're flying, 4 days on and 3 days off. Most all of them have other businesses. I know a bunch of pilots who are accountants. I know one pilot who's a lawyer. One guy is a ship captain. When he's not flying planes, he's a captain of a boat. And I knew the pilot, Oganowski, who flew American 11 on September 11th into he didn't fly it, but because he was dead long before the plane crashed into the towers, but he was a farmer. I knew him. He was actually a great guy, a real sort of the typical American pilot. So he had a crew cut, heavy set, strong guy, who commanded authority, but he was a very nice guy. But he was a big, strong farmer guy. And his route was 7 times a month. He flew Boston to L.A. and flew the same flight and had been doing it for years. He was just there that morning, and before the plane had been in the sky 40 minutes, he was dead, and somebody else was flying the plane. I'll bet he put up a fight, though, man. I'll bet that guy. But the point is that there are these pilots all have something else to do. But, you know, I mean, there's a standard that's set. The spirit just, all right, I think I've gone on enough. You got the point.
Got it.
Yeah, but don't waste your time. All right, where are we? 46 past the hour. Some food news in a moment.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
The ultimate in spring trends, themed getaways.
Here's Raina Seitel.
Cunard's themed cruises include Queen Mary 2's A Tribute to Forgotten Heroes of World War II. And for fashionistas, travel with style icon Iris Apfel. Talking fashion, Fendi's shoulder strap is an ultimate in anything coconut. Marc Jacobs Beauty Dew Drops Coconut Gel Highlighter is so hydrating with its coconut and pro-vitamin B5 formula. And the ultimate for your wardrobe, the LG Styler de-wrinkles and sanitizes clothing.
It's DIY season, and it's all about saving time. Here's George Oliphant.
Check out the new LG Twin Wash the Sidekick. It does two loads at once. Large loads in the top front load washer, and smaller custom care loads go in the Sidekick mini washer.
And could there be more pollution inside your home than out?
Check out the connected Dyson Pure Cool Link purifier with new HEPA filtration technology that removes allergens and pollutants from the air. And talk about airing out. The new LG Styler quickly refreshes and sanitizes your clothes in as little as 20 minutes.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, food news time. Here's something for you to think about. The fact that Scott Pruitt, who's the new EPA guy, reverses the agency's ban of, and I can't pronounce this, help me, Victoria, CHLO, we were trying to earlier this morning, Karen and I, CHLORPYRIFOS. Everybody sees it, but they don't know how to pronounce it. Chlorpyrifos?
That sounds about right. Yeah. It's not in front of me, so I can't see it. But, yeah, it sounds about right.
It's a neurotoxic pesticide that's been linked to nervous system damage, behavioral problems, autism, ADHD, lower IQs, all kinds of stuff. And this chemical has no place in our food system, and yet this is a big fight to keep this stuff sold by Dow. Used in 50 different food crops, fruits, vegetables, nuts, that kind of stuff. And we're trying to keep people of consciousness are trying to keep this stuff from being sprayed onto, because no matter what, you can wash the lemon or the orange, but the stuff gets into the pores. No matter what you put it on, you can wash it, but it still gets into the pores and into the fruit. There's no way you can keep it, especially if it's put on as the fruit grows.
Right.
So that's something to be aware of. Look at it. It has to be on the label. Don't buy the stuff. Word to the wise there. Don't fly Spirit, and don't buy fruit that's been sprayed. 10 before the hour.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, Chucker time. You can always tell when Chucker's active because we got something going on that needs an explanation. Chuck Curry, our movie man. All right, Chucker, what's the music about?
That was a clip from the movie Scrooge from 1970. Albert Finney starred. I like that movie a lot, actually. It's one of my favorite Christmas films. It's his birthday today. He's 79 years old. Most people would probably know Jen and Kara from Erin Brockovich. He played Julia Roberts' boss.
Yep.
In that film. And he's a really good talent. I like him a lot.
Also, he was the leader of the training unit in the Bourne Identity.
Right. And he also was in a really cool movie in 1980 called Wolfen. I like that movie a lot. And then he had a part. I thought he was really good in the movie Skyfall, the James Bond film.
Yes. All right.
Daniel Craig. That may be the best James Bond movie ever produced.
Yep.
That was a good movie. Yep. What do we hear the scuttlebutt about? What's his face coming back? Daniel Craig. Is that where are they with that?
Still up in the air.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, producing another one.
I don't know if you know if somebody offered me $20 million to play James Bond, I'd say yes pretty quickly.
I think they threw a lot more than that at him. Actually,
probably.
I think it was 150. That's what I heard for three. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and that was the story. I don't know how true that is, but
somewhere between 20 and 50.
I think it's 50-50. He'll be back. Certainly no guarantee, though.
Yeah. Well, he does a good job as he's one of the better Bonds, and it'd be good if he came back again. But
he's in pretty good shape, Doug. I notice he does his push-ups.
Well, he and I are looking a lot alike. You've never seen me with my shirt off.
I thought he was your workout buddy.
I can't tell the difference.
All right.
You talking about you're making a comparison between you and Daniel Craig or you and Albert Finney?
Pause now for a moment. Chucker's got some more movie news in a moment here.
The world's largest healthcare company, Johnson & Johnson, introduced two interactive museum experiences. Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse, located in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and the digital companion, ourstory.jnj.com. Alex Gorsky, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer.
What you're going to find when you go into this museum, you're going to be able to touch our past through 3D interfaces, a two-dimensional photography that highlight different milestones, the credo.
Both experiences take visitors on a journey through time and around the world as they explore the stories behind more than 130 years of healthcare innovations that have changed the course of human health. Margaret Gerowitz, Chief Historian.
Some of my favorite artifacts in the building are Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages tins, over 97 years of the product's history. Some of the fabric that was used to sew employee uniforms early in our history.
Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse will open to their employees initially. And anyone interested in learning more can visit ourstory.jnj.com.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
All right, so, Chucker, I see Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Is on with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper in the remake of A Star Is Born. I'm trying to figure out what part he's playing.
I have no idea. It's the first I heard of that casting. You
really?
Think that movie will be? You have an interest in seeing that?
I think that it's been done twice, right?
Hollywood now, huh?
Was it?
Yes,
it
was originally made with Judy Garland and yeah. James Mason, and then Chris Christopherson and Barbara Streisand did a variation.
Second one.
In the 70s.
Yeah. Yep.
I like Bradley Cooper, though.
He's good.
Interesting talent.
He's
the voice of Rocket Raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Yeah, I remember
he's getting a pretty good paycheck for that voiceover, no doubt about that.
No, there's no sweat. It's a four-day job, and he's probably $4 or $5 million they get for those voiceover jobs.
It's interesting because Vin Diesel, is evidently the voice of Baby Groot, but since Baby Groot only speaks like two lines in the whole movie, I don't know how much... I don't know if you had to get out of bed to do that job.
All right, what else you got?
Some TV news of interest. Tell me what you think. Live with Kelly and Ryan up 18% in viewership in its first week.
No surprise. Yeah.
I'm not surprised, but I got to tell you, Ryan Seacrest for me is I get why they wanted him, but he's
vanilla.
I don't know. He's sort of a canned talent. Very smooth. But not exactly going to give his honest opinions about his everyday life. That's the way I find him. And American Idol will return, but not on Fox, but the ABC for the 2017-2018 season. New judges and hosts will be announced.
I think they're still going to use him. He's even said yesterday in the air, well, I don't know if I've got time. That's called negotiating. All right. Thank you, Chucker. 59 past the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.